16 past 7, we'll get to CoronaCast. It's looking at hospitals and the risk this morning. Now, we know yesterday and late on Sunday, there was a flurry of disappointment that was being expressed by a range of industries. Hospitality, restaurants, hotels, other businesses as well that are not going to be able to reopen. Last week, the issue of reopening was being raised by the health and fitness industry, so gymnasiums and other such facilities. And they've been left disappointed again, I think, by the regional roadmap. Mel Tempest is the owner of a gym in Ballarat, and Mel is our guest this morning. Hi, Mel.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Just explain, what's the situation? So people understand for gymnasiums, I think yoga studios are included in this group that's come together locally. So what's the situation?
Okay, so right throughout Victoria, obviously including Ballarat, gyms are closed. And at this stage, the Dan Andrews government doesn't want to open us until November at the earliest.
Okay, so November 23, I think that's the date that's associated with November.
Correct. And that's, you know, that's over 2 months away. And this is just too long. I mean, the reality is we have a catastrophe happening here in Victoria with people's mental health. And gyms play an important role in keeping that on track. And we need to get our doors open a lot sooner than November.
Why should gyms be able to open if we look at the health grounds, Mel? What's your argument?
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, we know that gyms play a vital role in people's mental health and also in their healthcare, you know, it fights chronic illness. We know this. And the fact is, before lockdown, gyms were doing an absolutely terrific job of maintaining a safe environment. You only have to look at the stats in New South Wales whilst they were open over 8 weeks. Across the gyms, there were 7.5 million check-ins. And none of the people that were infected after opening came from fitness centres.
There were some clusters in Sydney, were there not? Around, I think it was the Tattersall's gym.
There was a Tattersall's gym, yes, that had a cluster, but the actual infection didn't come from the gym not being a clean environment.
So have you put your position forward to health authorities as a group?
Oh, absolutely. So today what's happening is a new industry group is launching. It's called Vic Active. And this group is a industry group that's going to pretty much attack the government to force them to reopen fitness centres because we can demonstrate that we're a clean environment. You only have to look at the numbers here in Ballarat. 3 active cases and you've got over 84 fitness facilities in Ballarat that are closed.
Who are you going to be looking to convince, the politicians or the health authorities?
More so the Dan Andrews government and the chief medical officer. We've already sent him a letter asking him to retract the statement from Sunday's announcement where he said gyms were not a safe place to be because they are safe. And as I said to you before, you know, every single gym in Ballarat, every single gym in Victoria has a COVID management plan. You cannot walk into a club without, A, having to sanitise your hands. You have to wipe down the equipment. You've got to bring your own towel. I mean, to be quite honest with you, clubs were probably provided a more safer environment than some of the other businesses that were open during that time.
Do people have to wear masks in gymnasiums, given that it is strenuous exercise at times?
So, okay, so whilst we were open, yes, they did have the option to wear masks. So if they weren't huffing and puffing, obviously they had a mask on. And where they were working on cardio equipment or in a group fitness setting, no, they didn't have to wear a mask. The staff have to wear masks. Some of the staff are wearing gloves. In our club, you know, they're wearing masks, they were wearing gloves, wiping down equipment. So it's actually become quite an expensive exercise, actually, for fitness centres to operate under that sort of circumstance.
How many members have you got of Vic Active?
So at Vic Active at the moment, we have 100 club owners across Victoria now. This comprises just over 400 sites and represents around about 4,000 staff. And across all of that, there's around about 300,000 members that have now joined Vic Active with all the operators. And, of course, there's suppliers in the industries. And, obviously, we've got some high-profile chains joining us, such as Body Fit and some other leisure centres as well.
Okay. Now, can I'll just go back a step, Mel, as well. You said end of November for reopening, and that's the time that Melbourne is able to reopen, but much of regional Victoria is expected in the next week or so, or maybe 2 to 3 weeks, to be able to go to that next step of the easing, so much ahead of Melbourne. But gyms aren't included in that?
Correct.
So hence the frustration.
Oh, absolutely frustration. I mean, this is the reality of it. For some people, coming to the gym is the best part of their day. They don't like the job, they don't want to go home, and this is a place where they feel non-judged. It's not just about the mental health, it's also about their health care. The problem we have in the fitness industry is quite simple. We're a self-regulated industry and we don't have a governing body. So part of the exercise, once we get back on track, is also to have our industry reclassified as healthcare. Because what we're actually doing by keeping people physically active is also decreasing the strain that we currently have on our healthcare system. So imagine what's going to happen the longer gyms are closed. Imagine the strain on our healthcare system in the next 6 months.
Mel, got to leave it there, but thanks for your time this morning. Mel Tempest is the owner of a Ballarat gym and involved in this new group, Vic Active, which is going to start lobbying on behalf of the industry.